Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really has an understanding of Bible prophecy as it relates to her trials and how the scriptures are connected to the things that she's literally going through or will be going through soon in her own personal life. So that she can understand your will more perfectly and obey it. I ask all these crazy places in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, and then understanding that once you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And talking about demonic persecution, and then talking about Bible prophecy, because they really are connected. You're going to find that there's a lot of similarities, okay? Understanding the four kingdoms, okay? Now, the thing to understand, I'm going to get into more detail about it here in the next couple of podcasts, but the thing to understand about this statue, okay, when Daniel, when the Jews go into captivity, okay, like I've already said in the previous podcast, but I just want to go over again so it's nice and clear. The Old Kingdom and the Old Testament, okay, Israel and Judah, okay, the two kingdoms, were meant to be God's people, okay? So they were separate and apart, okay, a peculiar people unto the Lord. They weren't pagans and things like that, okay? Now, when they go into captivity, they literally enter into the world. There's no more reign, okay? If you see this in the New Testament, they're being ruled by the Romans, okay? And then after they come out of captivity, they still don't have a king, okay? They're not their own kingdom anymore, okay? They're now subject to this statue, okay? And the statue is really important, okay? Because this is literally the rulers of this world, okay? Like I had mentioned before, it begins once they go into captivity, okay? With the fall of Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom, okay? The carnal kingdom here on earth of, you know, of Israel and Judah having kings and them being basically their own government is over, okay? And it ends, okay? The Jews want it back constantly. They're even asking for it back. That's why you hear this at the beginning of the book of Acts where they're asking is, you know, is Jesus going to come back and set back up our kingdom? They want to be free. They want to be set free from the statue because the statue is now the governments that are ruling over the whole world and them as well, okay? And as soon as this happens, you see they're persecuted, okay? They don't have freedom, okay? You see this with King Nebuchadnezzar, even though he is the golden head part and appointed by God, that spirit of man, okay, which I'm going to get into detail here in the explaining this in the next couple of podcasts, but comes upon him and he wants to throw them into the fire. And then again, the next king, okay, again persecutes Daniel again, okay, throws him in the lion's den, okay, they try and rebuild the temple, okay, and they get persecuted there, okay, you see the persecution again with Esther, they're subject to this statue, they're not free, and they want to be free, okay, but it's now they're a part of the, they have to deal with the world now, they can't go to their own kings, they can't have their own rule, they can't have their own freedom, and they want to be set free, okay, and they're looking to Christ, okay, for this new kingdom, okay, for Israel to be reestablished. But that's not going to happen until the very end of this statue, okay, where you see the feet being destroyed by the rock, which is Christ, which is the millennial reign. And then, like I mentioned, talks about in the book of Corinthians, he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years, and then he's going to bring everything under submission and then offer it up to the Father, okay? And I'll go over all these scriptures with you in the next couple of podcasts. But it's important to understand that because this statue, okay, is a statue of man. And you're going to see this in the days to come. And I'm not talking about man, the born-again, regenerated Christian, okay? I'm not, because that's not man anymore. You're of the Spirit. You walk in the Spirit and you crucify your flesh daily and you're actually separated from man, okay? This, you're going to see that this kingdom, okay, and these kingdoms and the statue are of man, okay? And then leads all the way up to the book of Revelation where, again, they have to take the mark, which is the number in the name of a man, okay? This concept of man versus God. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day glorifying you, and just being a real blessing. I ask all these praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.